In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday today, the 10th of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I will tell you what, it is rare that the foreign exchange markets top the economic news, but when they do, it is never in a good way. After what's been a really rough year for the Turkish currency, there have been economic sanctions, a whole political back and forth between President Erdogan and the Turkish Central Bank, and growing worries about that country's debt levels. The lira pretty much fell off the table today. It hit at one point a record low against the dollar, which rattled European banks that hold Turkish debt and American banks that work with those European banks. And then President Trump decided he was going to double tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum imports to the United States. It is a mess for sure, but what is the actual global risk that's going on here? Marketplace's Rima Kreis was in Turkey not too long ago, so she got the call on this one.
Ask almost any business owner in Turkey what they make of this whole situation, and they'll put it plainly.
The currency situation is very bad.
Bedir Olabi and his family run a large coffee business in Gaziantep, Turkey. And he says profits have been shrinking. They import the beans from countries like Brazil and India, paying producers in dollars and selling inside the country in Turkish lira. He says a few years ago,
Turkish lira's rate was 2 in dollars, and $1 was 2 liras. Now it's 4.5.
That was last month. Now $1 is 6.8 liras.
The speed with which the lira has fallen today has really rattled markets.
Per Hammerland is a market strategist at SEB in Sweden. He says many investors are worried because European banks have lent more than $200 billion to Turkish borrowers. If the currency keeps falling, says Christopher Vecchio, a currency strategist with Daily FX,
we could be looking at an outcome where some of these European banks see their excess capital dwindle down, which means they lack the firewall necessary to withstand future crises.
But because Turkey's economy doesn't pack much global clout, it's unlikely we'll see widespread contagion, says Fred Bergsten with the Peterson Institute.
Turkey is not really an integral part of the Eurozone. It's not really akin to most of the major European economies.
American banks and businesses have less exposure to Turkey than their European counterparts. The dollar today stood at a one-year high against the lira. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.